Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. If you love local produce, this is the happy season. You'll never see greater abundance as you'll see now. And every year, our Maryland farmers are working hard to bring you exciting new foods to the market. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, we've both been taking a close look at the markets. We're kind of prowling around. A lot of cool stuff out there.
Yeah, and it's been a great summer to grow things. I mean, it's really been nice. The temperatures have been good. There's been rain.
Yep.
It's just really, everything really, really is looking good out there.
There's some amazing heirloom tomatoes I've seen. A place called Knopp's Greenhouse. Jerry, are you running into tomatoes you've never seen before?
Yeah, the varieties of heirlooms are amazing these days.
Well, I saw something called Carolina Gold, which is as rich and lustrous as its name implies.
Sure.
There was something called Great White. It's not a shark. It's it's kind of a big, very pale yellow tomato.
Sure.
Pineapple was...
Yeah, that's a great tomato.
Orange and red stripes, very attractive. Black Velvet. I love the dark tomatoes. They're really
beautiful.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And of course, there's all sorts of beautiful small cherry tomatoes. One of my favorite things is to just make a medley of them. And
it's
fabulous. Have you ever grown peppers?
I don't grow them, but they grow really well in Maryland.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, I've seen more varieties of peppers at the market than I've ever seen before.
If you want to try this at home, you're welcome to, because they are selling these really hot peppers that you can grow at home, including the fabled ghost pepper of India and the scorpions of the Caribbean. I think you got to wear...
I saw the other day at the market, just piles of them everywhere. They are very prolific plants, and they do grow well in pots in your backyard if you're
they
in the
do,
city.
They do. If you want to try something milder, try the poblanos or the bananas, the cubanelle peppers.
Those are great.
They're really easy.
They're really
Something I've never seen before are these mixed rainbow heirloom carrots.
Yeah, I don't think people realize that carrots originally were not orange. The original carrots were more white or yellow. But now we even have purple varieties coming on the market. They're still orange fleshed, but purple skinned. And so now you can honestly get somewhere between 6 and 8 different colors of carrots to roast.
Yeah.
They're really pretty.
Martin's Farm and Perry Hall are real masters at this. They also have some beautiful beets. They're big yellow ones. Some are cotton candy pink.
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing. Baby leeks. I didn't know there was such a product.
Yeah, well.
It looks great. Well, why shouldn't there be?
There has to be if there's going to be adult leeks out.
That's right. Great for grilling, though.
Yeah, yeah.
My buddy Billy Calk, Mr. Melon, as I call him, at Pine Grove Farm, he's got some really wonderful eggplants. He's got white eggplants. They look like a cue ball.
Well, yeah, the golf balls, even.
Yeah.
They're smaller now. Used to see the cue ball ones all the time, but these tiny, tiny ones, you slit them in half and just stir fry them. They're delicious.
And he's got neon eggplants that look
that
like
purple.
They come with a battery or something.
Yeah.
They are so bright. Lewis Orchard is offering a nice set of plums, and plums are doing extraordinarily well this year.
And late season, we see the detached stone ones, so they're much easier to cook with.
The Metheleys, the Shiros, things like that. Our friends at Big City Farm are having some lovely white radishes.
Always, and great greens, always.
They do. And my good buddy Dave Hockheimer at Black Rock Orchard has been picking up just a storm of stuff in his orchard. He's got some apples, dandy red Macintosh,
beautiful,
green Rambos, and ginger golds, which are my favorite pie apple.
Huh.
So there is so much good stuff down at the market. Go down there, knock yourself out. It'll be a voyage of exploration.
That's right.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.